1 Corinthians, chapter 7. Now concerning the things about which you wrote, about whether it is morally right for a man to have sex with a woman, I say, because of the temptation of sexual sins, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband meet his wife's sexual needs, and likewise also the wife meet her husband's sexual needs. The wife does not have rights over her own body, but the husband does. In the same way, also, the husband does not have rights over his own body, but the wife does. Don't deprive each other of this privilege, except by mutual consent for a time, so that you may spend undistracted time in fasting and prayer. Then you should come together again, so that Satan doesn't tempt you because of your lack of self-control. I say this by way of concession, not as a commandment. I wish that all men were even as I myself am. However, each man has his own gift from God, some in this area, and someone else in another area. But I say to the unmarried and to the widows that it is good for them if they remain even as I am. But if they do not have control over themselves, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion. But to the married ones I give this advice, yet not I, but the Lord, that the wife should not separate from her husband. But if she separates, she should remain unmarried, or else be reconciled to her husband. And the husband should not separate from his wife. But to the rest I say, not the Lord, if any brother has an unbelieving wife, and she is content to live with him, he should not leave her. And if the woman has an unbelieving husband who is content to live with her, she should not leave her husband. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the brother. Otherwise, your children would be considered unclean, but now they are holy. Yet if the unbeliever wants to separate, let him leave. The brother or the sister is not bound as a slave in such cases, for God has called us to peace. How do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife? Only as the Lord has distributed a portion to each one, as God has called each one, let him walk in it. This is what I recommend in all the gatherings of the called out ones. Was any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Has anyone been called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but obeying what God tells us to do is what matters. Let each man remain in that situation in which he was when he was called. Were you called being a bondslave? Don't let it hinder you. But if you can become free, use it instead. For he who was called in the Lord being a bondslave is the Lord's free man. Likewise, he who was called being free is the anointed one's slave. You were bought with a price. Don't become slaves of men. Brethren, let each man remain with God in the situation in which he was called. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment from the Lord, but I give my advice as one who has obtained mercy from the Lord to be trustworthy. I think, therefore, because of the present distressing circumstances, that it is good for a man to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Don't seek to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Don't seek a wife. But if you marry, you have not sinned. If a virgin marries, she has not sinned. Yet those who marry will have affliction in the flesh from which I would prefer to spare you. But I say this, brethren, the time is growing ever shorter. Therefore, from now on, those who have wives should live as though they had none. Those who weep, as though they did not weep. Those who rejoice, as though they did not rejoice. Those who buy, as though they did not have possessions, and those who use the world, as not overindulging themselves in it, for the form of this world will disappear. But I would like you to be free from cares. He who is unmarried cares about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife, and so his attention is divided. So also the woman who is unmarried and the virgin care about the things of the Lord, so that they may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she who is married cares about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. I say this for your own benefit, not to put restraints on you, but for something beautiful, that is, that you may devote your attention to the Lord without distraction. But if any man thinks that he is behaving himself improperly with respect to his virginity, and if she, the one he is desiring to marry, is past the flower of her age, beyond puberty, as she must be in order to marry, let him do what he wishes. He does not sin. Let them marry. But he who stands firm in his heart, not having strong passions, but has control over his own desires, having decided in his heart to keep his own virginity, he does well. So then, he who gives up his virginity by getting married does well, and he who does not marry does even better. A wife is bound to her husband for as long as her husband is alive. But if the husband dies, she is free to be married to whomever she wishes, only in the Lord. But in my opinion, she is happier if she remains as she is, and I think that I also have the Spirit of God. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 7. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.